Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthew's Church. We're talking about one of the Castle Country's favorite events this time of year, and that, of course, is Fat Tuesday. That's coming up on Tuesday, February 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Ascension St. Matthew's. Pastor Angela, always a pleasure to be catching up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, Aiden, thank you so much for having me. It's always wonderful to be here with you.
And you know, whenever we have you in, we're always talking about something so fun happening at Ascension St. Matthew's, Fat Tuesday, no exception. For people who might not be familiar with it, can you explain a little bit what Fat Tuesday is?
Sure. Fat Tuesday is a time in which we eat and be merry because the next day is Ash Wednesday and it begins Lent and it begins the time for fasting and for abstinence and those kinds of things. So we want to have a lot of fun before we have to begin the season of Lent.
You know, and you look at what's coming up in this event, and there is going to be lots of it. Of course, the highlight of the event is going to be the pancake dinner. It's all you can eat, and you look at the prices, a $10 for an individual, $30 for a family of four. You're not going to see that hardly anywhere when it comes to affordability.
Yes, I would say it is very affordable, especially when you throw in that children under three eat for free, as well as you already pointed out, all-you-can-eat pancakes. And this year, like we did last year, we do have gluten-free pancakes for as long as they're available.
You know, it's always nice to see groups breaking out the gluten-free stuff. That means everyone gets to participate on the fun. I know inclusivity has been a big thing over at Ascension St. Matthew. You guys always make it such an effort to make sure that everyone can participate in these events.
Yes, that is a very important part of that, of our belief system. And just so that you know, if you're not a pancake eater, we do have eggs and ham as well.
And you can't go wrong with any of those breakfast foods, in my opinion. I'm for all of the above. I'm for all of the above in this case. But, you know, some people might be a little bit pickier. But the food, outside of that, there's just so much going on at this event. And one of the big things that you wanted to highlight was you guys are doing a costume contest this year. Is that correct?
Yes, we did it last year. It's a celebration Mardi Gras theme. So we're asking people to come out in their best Mardi Gras costume. Costumes, bring your beads, your feathers, whatever it is you want to make out of your costume, and we will enter you, and may the best person win.
You know, it's always fun seeing a bit of that Mardi Gras tradition being brought right here to the Castle Country. Really, it adds some flavor.
Yes, and it's so much fun, and last year we had some really wonderful entries, so I hope that we will see those again.
Now, another thing that you guys are doing is you have Who's Behind the Mask. This is just such a fun little game to get people in the community involved.
Who's basically what I do is I go around to some of the well-known people here in town and I ask them to put on a mask, a Mardi Gras mask. We take pictures and then we have multiple choice and you get a chance to figure out who is who.
It's so much fun. Now, let's say someone's able to go through and they're able to correctly guess this. What do they get?
Well, we're going to give them $25. I can make do with $25 in my pocket, but if they guess them all right, we put them in a drawing, and from that drawing, we will draw a person to win $25.
You know, and I don't know if it's just the drawings that you guys have, but they're always so fun. Everyone seems to have just such a good time with these.
We enjoy having people come and visit, and the commentary that we normally get is, I love coming because I get to spend time with people I haven't seen in a while, and some people just stay and hang out and have a good time in conversation.
Yeah, no, and that's part of the fun of it, is getting out, interacting with the community, whether you've seen someone every day or you're seeing them for the first time in a while. It's just so nice to catch up with people in the community. Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's $30 for a family of four, $10 for individuals. If people are interested in attending, where can they go to get some tickets?
Well, something new this year at Ascension St. Matthew's price.org. That's our website, Ascension St. Matthew's, all run together, price.org. You can go online and choose to the button that says family of four. You can choose the button that says individual, and you can buy your tickets online with a credit card. So we're excited to be able to do this. I know some of you are going, what? But no, this is new for us. So we're excited to be able to provide this. Of course, you can come to the door and order buy your tickets there. You can also buy one from members of our congregation. You can come to the church in advance and buy your tickets then if you want to. And a new thing we're doing is there is a phone number to call and you can order your takeout order in advance. Wow, we're getting really fancy now.
No, you guys are really, really getting fancy. So let's say someone wants to go out and they want to call that phone number to order some takeout. What number should they be calling?
It would be 435- 855-800-8255.
It's so cool seeing all the different ways you guys are trying to get the community involved in this. You know, kind of continuing along the theme of credit cards, you guys are going to have your gift shop open, and you and I were talking beforehand. You guys have some pretty interesting additions coming your way.
Yes, we have some beautiful jewelry that is from native made by people from the Bluff area, as well as different pueblos in New Mexico. We also have had someone in our local community, a beautiful woman, who donated a large collection of beautiful dolls. Some of them are porcelain. One of them is even a Cabbage Patch doll. And so they're fun, they're whimsical, and for people who like to collect dolls, I imagine we have one that you would like to add to your collection.
You know, this really is an event where you're going to see something for everybody. Let's run through it one more time. If people are interested in attending this event, again, coming up on Tuesday, February 17th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Ascension St. Matthews, how can they go about purchasing tickets?
You can come online at AscensionSt.MatthewsPrice.org and buy your tickets there, or you can buy one from a member. You can come to the church at 522 Homestead Boulevard and knock on our door and buy a ticket. You can buy them the day of the event. Walk in and buy a ticket. You can probably even call that number I gave out earlier, and I'll hold you a ticket. So, you know, however you want your tickets, we've got them.
Yeah, now there's just so many ways to get involved. Now, Pastor Angela, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
You know, last year we, because the community is so generous with Ascension St. Matthews, we in turn were able to be very generous with other people who were in need. We were able to give away a fair sum of money to different food ministries in our community last year, and I'm hoping that we can do the same this year.
You know, it's always fun seeing you guys not only having fun, but also always giving back to the community. Pastor Angela, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Again, our guest, Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthews Church, and we're talking about Fat Tuesday coming up on Tuesday, February 17th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Ascension St. Matthews Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard right here in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.